Welcome to episode 10, week 5 of the Sports Betting Rundown. We're coming off our 9th consecutive winning football podcast. I went 3-0. First time being undefeated in a pod feels good. Coming into this episode on a 13-5 streak in the past 3. And see, oh boy, might have to start fading him. He has a losing record in the past 3, but don't worry, I'm here. He's going to get back on track in this episode, so let's get into it. For my first pick of Sunday, I'm going to take the Los Angeles Rams minus 0.5 first quarter line against the Washington football team. I'm going to take this for many reasons. The first being, I think the Rams are legit this year. I think they're a good team. I'm feeling those 2018 Rams vibes from this team. And on the flip side, I think Washington is really poor. Other defense, you know, Chase Young got injured last week, and they're really showing some cracks. They got dominated by a really good Ravens team, and they took out Dwayne Haskins, their quarterback, who was really struggling, but they brought in a new one, Kyle Allen, who's familiar with Washington's coach, Ron Rivera. Allen started the season last year 4-0. Everyone thought he was the new big thing in Carolina, but obviously he's not there anymore. As defense has figured him out, he really didn't do good. So I'm confident that the Rams are going to jump out to an early lead here. So I'm going to take them minus 0.5 first quarter.
Moving on now, it's C, and I know the last 2-3 weeks haven't been great, but we're going to keep going. We're feeling good about the board. You know, we got week 5. NFL football is back, so let's get it going and start it off by Jacksonville going to the Texans, and the line is at 6 here. I'm going to take Jacksonville plus the points. If you told me in the beginning of the year that I'd be betting on the Jaguars, I'd be very shocked, because, you know, they were supposed to be a team that would tank the season. But, you know, I really like their offense. I think Minshew and Chark with James Robinson seem to be clicking. And I think the Texans, you know, teams that fire their coach usually take a few games to get going until they're good again. So I don't think they cover here. Six is a lot for a good offense like Jacksonville. So I definitely like that. And moving on to the Cowboys-Giants, this is a 4:30 game, and the line is at 8.5 right now. Things could change, but at 8.5, I'm going to take the Cowboys. And the Giants' offense got awful, so we all know that the Cowboys' defense, you know, very bad, but since the offense of the Giants is so bad, it kind of cancels out. So I think the Cowboys' offense stomps them here, and they just roll over them. I expect the offense to destroy this defense and Dak Prescott to have a huge week. So I know it's a lot of points. I'm still going to do it and take the Cowboys minus 8.5.
So continuing off the Dallas Cowboys theme, I'm going to take Dallas Cowboys over 3.5 touchdowns again against the Giants. I'm very confident in this pick for many reasons. The first being that the Cowboys offense has actually been one of the top, I'd say top 5 in the league, despite their 1-3 record. They've scored over 30 points the past 3 games that they've played. And on the flip side, the Giants have been horrendous on both sides of the ball, with a terrible offense and a terrible defense as well. So all the Cowboys need to do is put up 28 points and this hits, so I think it cashes very easily. My second pick here is going to be the Philadelphia Eagles plus 7.5 against their state rival, the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers are 3-0, so everyone thinks they're a good team, but in my opinion, they're no more than an average team here. Although the combined record of the teams that they have played is a whopping 1-11. Yeah, 1-11 is their combined record, and they've won all their games by 10 or less. None of them have been blowouts. So I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are really overrated here. And on the other side, Philadelphia, they lost their first 2 games. you know, came back for a tie against I think a pretty quality Bengals team and beat the 49ers. So I think they're on the up and up. I think the Steelers are overrated. So I will take the points here. I'm not confident enough to take money line, but I will take Eagles plus 7.5.
Moving on here, we're going to shift it to the Colts-Browns. This may be considered, you know, game of the week. 2 3-1 football teams playing great football. And the over-under here is at 48. I'm going to go and take the under. I think the Browns' offense, not bad. They have been establishing the run a lot in their games. But the thing is here is the Colts' defense, easily number one in the league. They're leading the NFL in almost every defensive statistical category. So because of those reasons, I think the Browns don't score a lot of points here. They run the ball. They waste clock. Baker Mayfield has a limited amount of passes here this game. And on the other side of the ball, the Colts' offense is good, not great, but I do expect them to run the ball as well a lot. Phillip Rivers can't really air it out like he used to, but I think it'll be a close game, and the under at 48 is a little high for me, so I'm going to take it.
I have one more pick besides the props today, and it's going to be Cardinals-Jets over the 46.5. So on the Jets side, they get back their number one receiver, Jameson Crowder, finally at full strength here. And so I think the Jets are going to put up a few more points this game. They did put up 28 last game, but that's their first matchup this year where they've really put up any points on the board here. But on the flip side, the Jets defense is probably the worst in the league. They've let up 30 plus the past three games, and the Cardinals are looking to get back on track here. The Cardinals offense is a really quality offense. Even in their losses, they've scored over 20 every game. And you look at this over-under, and it's lower than the likes of the Colts and Browns, which the Colts have the best defense here. So I'm going to take the over in this 46 and hope that Kyler Murray can put some magic together. And the Jets are just competent and put up a couple touchdowns, so it covers.
Going forward here, we're going to focus on the player props. And my first player prop is going to be for the Eagles-Steelers game. And it's about the quarterback, Carson Wentz. Is he good? Is he bad? We don't really know. We don't know. You know, he won the game last week. I thought he won that game with his legs. He also threw the ball. He had a few clutch touchdown passes. One to former Lion, Travis Fulgham. But I don't think his receivers are good at all. They didn't even look that good last week. They did come out of there with a win. The defense played well. So my player prop is going to be Wentz to have an interception, which is minus 140. And I think the Steelers' defense, the secondary is good. They also bring a lot of pressure. The Eagles' O-line isn't great. So I think the Steelers definitely get a pick this game. And another player prop that I'll give out is going to be DJ Moore over 67 receiving yards. The Panthers are playing the Falcons. Falcons are considered easily the worst pass defense in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers absolutely cooked them up. 3 touchdowns to Robert Tonyan. And DJ Moore has been quiet this year, not been great. Robbie Anderson taking usually a bigger role. I think that the Falcons focus more on Anderson this game. And I think this is a game where DJ Moore breaks out. No good corner is really covering him. 67 yards is not a lot in the National Football League, especially for a guy like him. So definitely give me the over on that. And I'm going to turn to Jay here, who's going to give a few player props as well.
So for my first player prop, which is personally what I think I'm best at, I'm going to take Baker Mayfield under 244.5. I think this line is outrageously high for Baker Mayfield, considering that he hasn't thrown for more than 219 all year. So I thought that was very surprising, including last week against a really poor Dallas defense. He only threw 165 yards, so that's really surprising. And couple that with the fact that he's going up against the number one defense in the NFL here, the Colts, I think that's a bad recipe for Baker Mayfield. they might, the only thing that might work in his favor is they might be down and he'll be forced to throw. But even in that, in the Baltimore Ravens game where they got, you know, crushed, he only threw 190 yards. So I think it goes under the 244.5 pretty easily. And my second prop for you is going to be Keenan Allen over receptions. As many of you know, if you follow sports, that the Chargers recently announced that they're switching to their rookie quarterback, Justin Herbert, full-time here. And this is really great for Keenan Allen. His over-under receptions isn't out yet, but I don't even care. I'm taking the over no matter what it is. They're going up against a Saints defense who might be down their first two cornerbacks. They were out last week. Their past game against the Lions, they're both out. And if they're in, they're obviously not going to be at 100% here. And under, with Justin Herbert throwing to him, Keenan Allen, man. 10 targets in the first game, 19 targets, 11 targets. This is insane, especially if the Saints are down all these players. Keenan Allen over whatever is going to hit.
Moving on here. See here, I'm going to get my last two picks. It's going to be for the Sunday night football game, two player props. And my first one is, it's not going to be added to my real card, but definitely something to look at with the odds being so high. It's at plus 600. It's for Chris Carson to get the first touchdown of the game. I really like this pick because I think the Seahawks go to him a lot in the red zone. He's been getting a lot of touchdowns this year, a lot of touches. He's been involved more in the receiving game. And he's got five touchdowns this season. It's only been four games. So I think this definitely makes sense, especially if the Seahawks, you know, drive down, have a good drive. I definitely expect them to go to him unless they score off, like, a big pass play or something. But to start the game, I like them using Carson a lot. And my second player prop is going to be Adam Thielen, over 77 receiving yards. This pick, I really like. I think Thielen has a monster game. The Seahawks secondary, not good. They've been letting a lot of receivers go off each time that they play against them. So it makes a lot of sense here. Thielen's a great receiver. I think he beats up on that secondary. Kirk Cousins usually delivers on Sunday night, surprisingly. Monday night, that's a different story. But I think the Vikings definitely make this a close game. I think Thielen helps with that. 77 receiving yards is not a lot for him, so I think he breaks that by a ton. That'll be my lock. And, yeah, let's get some winners this week.
So that is it for this week. Hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I believe I have six picks in CS7. I'm looking to keep my really good hot streak going. We're 5-3, 5-2, 3-0 in the past three podcasts. And C's looking to flip his luck around. His picks sound good to me. Hopefully they sound good to you, but, you know, take a little caution here. Make sure to subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcast and rate us 5 stars. We appreciate it. So that's going to cap off our episode, and let's make some money.